Heckmania is happening, Carl.
I like that graphic. I cannot wait to get back to Vegas.
Dude, I am pumped for Vegas.
Yes.
And I've been thinking about this live show because, you know, we could treat it like it's a vacation, Carl.
We could.
You know, we could be creeps. We could show up and just, you know, fuck around.
We could.
Or we could bring it.
Oh, I'm going to bring it. That's what I do.
No, no, for this show. For this show.
The creep off.
Yeah, for the creep off, you got to bring it.
I know.
Okay.
What do you think I'm talking about?
WATP is what I assumed you were talking about.
Okay.
I assumed you were talking about for your other show, the one you like doing. So I
the one where I get to invite people who I enjoy being with on.
Oh, I made the cut. I get to go to those sometimes.
It's true. You're actually scheduled for this weekend, buddy.
Oh, that's right. I am going to be on
your
show
Saturday.
You're
on WATP this weekend because I said, tell me if you can't make it, and you didn't tell me anything. So now you're etched in stone.
Mm-hmm. All right, I'll be there.
Beautiful.
I'll be there. And I just want to tell you, dude, I think that I'm going to drop this out here, and I want to know what everybody thinks. Vegas show, someone should end up doing a live consequence at the end of that show, whether it's you or me.
I see. Okay, yeah. I mean, we'll probably have a consequence by then. So maybe we should change the wheel to what things we can do live at in Vegas.
That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
And I think we have to do a one-off head-to-head contest, let the people in the room decide, and the people who are watching the live Hackamania broadcast.
I see what you're saying. Okay, yeah.
And at the end of that show, one of us is either going to sink or swim, son. That's what I think.
So beat off into the Caesar's Palace pool there?
Into the fountain?
Into the fountain.
But you have to time it with the fountain.
Right. When the show starts, you better be completing. All right, that's a bad idea. Never mind.
It is a bad idea. You know what would be a great thing if we did?
What's that?
If we started the show.
Let's start the show.
Attention parents, what you're about to see is not suitable for kids. Shoot, it's not even suitable for some grown-ups. You might want to walk away now if you ain't into these type of things.
I'm going to give the people what they want. Sensation, horror, shock.
I'm going to deliver the goods because I'm alive and I'm not backing down.
Cuckoo, cuckoo.
This country does it all. Tar sands, strip mining, mountie mocking, geese goosing, French fry gravying.
Okay, but I'm sure you treat all peoples equally.
Except the Quebecois.
And the Newfies.
Stupid Newfies.
I'm a Newfie. Whee!
Great Canada! Great Canada!
They're not even a real country anyway.
Disgusting, vomit-inducing thing.
Hola, creepos. Welcome to another edition of your favorite true crime podcast, the show about creeps, by creeps, for you creeps. I'm your host. My name is Vinny, and joining me, as always, it's Hot Carl.
What is happening, Vinny Paulino? I have to give you props. It seems you combined both The Simpsons talking about Canada and, of course, South Park about Canada in the intro. Well done, my
friend. Yeah, Carl came buckets. You should have heard the noises
coming
out of that room.
Well done, my friend. Good
That's
stuff.
One of my favorite. I couldn't decide what I liked better.
Both.
Yeah. Today we're going to Canada, kids. That's today's category, the Great White North.
Have we not done this category before?
I asked Alex that, and we have not. Wow. The Oracle says no. So
wow,
today,
because the research I did, we could do Canada for the next 8 months.
What are we going to turn into Kevin Smith?
We're Good point. Let's not do that.
Pretend we're Canadian for no reason.
Let's not do that. Let's not keep making the same movie over and over again. Good point. That's a very good point.
But hey, what about if at the end we both die?
I mean, that might happen. The Wheel of Consequence is going to get crazier and crazier.
Probably so.
A trip to Greenland is going to be out there pretty soon. Vinny.
Yes.
Today is Super Chat Monday. I want to remind all the fine folks out there watching us on both the Creep Off YouTube channel and the Who Are These Podcasts YouTube channel. Celebrate Super Chat Monday with us. You know how to do that.
Slap in your Super Chats.
Super
Let's
chats.
Celebrate, kids.
Now, we got some news we got to get through real quick.
What's the
news? Top of the show.
Okay.
Well, we had a poll out.
Uh-huh.
We have results, girls. They all competed last week.
Uh-huh.
That was fantastic.
It was. They did a great job.
They all did a fantastic job.
All lovely. All and, wonderful candidates.
And so a poll came. We put a poll out, and I guess there was some backlash on the poll. Mm-hmm. What happened, Billy?
Well, I'm a big idiot. And what had happened was...
Can somebody please ISO that for me? I need that right next to...
Let's see that dick.
All right.
People were very upset with the voting because they couldn't remember who was who, and they needed a visual aid to remember. So the poll automatically set itself for 2 weeks, so technically it's still going to be open till next Monday.
So we updated it, and now it has the girl's name and then her cup size.
Yes.
So it's a lot easier to know who to vote for
Correct.
Now.
Correct. And the voting's still going on, so you could follow the links, visit our Patreon page. That's where the ballots
are. And look,
I
saw some of the early results coming in, and I have a feeling that our creepo listeners are more concerned about hotties with a body than they are about the actual content and the presentation skills of these ladies.
I don't know if that's
true. Correctly, everyone.
I don't know if that's true, Carl.
I don't know either.
Because it's a mixed bag. Our
it
top
is.
Three right now, I mean, they're all wonderful.
All beautiful. All but, great presentations.
Yeah, all great presentations. We have a top three rolling right now. I want you to go visit there, vote, and help us pick the right person, everybody.
So you vote on our Patreon page. It's free for everyone to get on there.
Free for everyone to vote.
To vote.
And while you're there, you can sign up to get bonus episodes, too, if you feel like
it. We do bonus episodes every Friday, just about, usually. But yeah, we put out about four bonus episodes every single month. And they're some of the most fun shows that we do.
So far this month, we covered the Diddy situation,
which was fantastic.
We had a great scum stream where we covered a whole bunch of scum stories. And Carl, this week, we are going to be... I am backed up with scum stories. I have some big ones. And then I also have a new video from Rob Wolchek we're going to talk about.
Oh, I love that guy.
Me too.
He's the best.
Me too. So hopefully you're excited for that, people. Now, as for the results, last week we did Creepiest Stoner. When I asked Carl, what should we do on Monday? He said, well, what's going on? We should do something that's like kind of topical because 420's next week. Let's do Stoner.
Yep.
Neither of us thinking about last Monday was actually tax day.
Oh, I was thinking about it a lot, actually, Vinny. It's been consuming me most of this month. I just choose not to talk about it.
So you picked Stoner instead of taking your shot at the IRS.
Correct.
Understood.
Yeah, the IRS wins this round. You got me this time, guys.
All right, Carl.
I'm just adjusting my camera. By the way, this camera hasn't been freezing up lately.
Yeah, I know. I fixed it.
Oh, congratulations.
You're welcome.
Good job.
I'm a great guy like that.
You acted like it was a hardware problem. I guess it wasn't.
It was a software issue. There was a weird update that came out, and it worked.
Great.
So... cool. Now it's going to freeze 50 times between now and the end of the show. Good job for...
come on!
As I was just saying. Come on! Don't be like that. I'm going to read you some results, Carl.
Okay, so you are a results girl. Don't vote for Vinny for results girl, okay? No, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one in the category of creepiest stoner.
Yes.
With 62% of the vote. Ladies and gentlemen, how do I do this?
Uh-oh. I don't like that smile that just came on his face. That's not a good sign.
One more for the good guys.
I won!
And you know what that means, everybody? It means that I have tied the game. It is now 2-2.
I don't like this momentum that you're getting lately.
That means I have won two in a row.
You've won two in a row.
And I'm telling you something right now. I am not going to stop until I reach the top.
Nice.
Koof, thanks for the $2. Thank you for not visiting Greenland.
Thank you, Koof, for not visiting Greenland. I appreciate that.
And
dude, Hulkamania. I've been seeing this guy all over the place. Thank you very much for the 10 gifted memberships. Turn on accept gifted memberships in your settings if you haven't already. You can get the bonus episodes of Who Are These Podcasts right now.
And if you're watching on the Who Are These Podcasts channel, make sure you subscribe to the Creep Off channel because we're doing a bunch of bonus clips are going out and you can see some stuff maybe you haven't seen before.
For sure. And so Hulkamania just kind of showed up on the scene this past week and has really been making some big splashes. So thank you very much.
Hulkamania. Nice to meet you. Thanks for stopping by. Carl.
Yes.
We're going to Canada.
Yes.
Are you ready for a competition?
I am ready. Let's do it.
Ring the bell.
You won. You're going first.
Oh, I'm aware. I'm aware.
All right, I'm setting my timer right now, all right? Let's keep it under 45 seconds, Vinny.
I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep it to 45 minutes.
Oh, shit.
My creep today, ladies and gentlemen, he is a gentleman by the name of Rock Terrio. Now, Rock Terrio was born in 1947. He was a dropout at age 13, and he became a bit of a religious freak at a young age. That's exactly what the world needs, is high school dropout Jesus freaks.
Sure. What could go wrong?
You'll be surprised. You're going to be surprised what could go wrong in a minute. Now, this guy got married to his first wife when he was 21 and she was 17. They had two kids together, but marriage quickly deteriorated due to the fact that he loved to drink.
Okay.
Rock loves his booze.
Also, I understand dating a 17-year-old. I understand sleeping with a 17-year-old. Marrying, very bad idea. Never do that with a 17-year-old. They're going to change. They're going to get less attractive. Don't do that.
It's a good point. It's a good point. You got to wait them out a little bit. You got to let them ripen.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, you got to get. You got to knock on their heads a little bit.
You're marrying
you marry
a green banana. Don't do that.
So this guy ends up leaving the Catholic Church where he grew up and joining the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Oh, boy.
Now, it turns out Ol' Rock, he's got some charisma. He's a hell of a good speaker at the church. They love him. He even began leading workshops to help church members quit smoking.
Jesus Christ!
Like he's doing the self-help thing with everybody.
Yep.
Now, he gradually gained a group of young devoted followers, and around 1977, he formed a group that was called the Anthill Kids.
Jesus Christ.
In Quebec. The cult's name, and I will call them a cult, referenced working hard like ants building an anthill, and it emphasized teamwork as its core value. So far, this guy's on a track to being a good guy. He's out there trying to help people quit smoking. He's trying to help people learn teamwork and work together.
I don't know that I would aspire to build an anthill. You know, I would think like the pyramids in Egypt or something is a very impressive feat.
Those are just
fancy
anthills.
Yeah, I mean, an anthill, you're just like, yeah, I mean, it's not that impressive. It's just a hole.
Just a hole.
Yeah.
So, excuse me. As time goes on, this cult gets a little weirder. He gets a little more controlling. He forces people to cut ties with their families.
You ever notice cults never go the other... Why do I always keep calling it cults? Never go the other way on that. They never
don't.
Get like less restrictive and chill. They're like, you know what, guys? We had all these rules in the beginning. A lot of our horse shit. Let's change that right now.
You know all your friends who are saying that I'm totally conning you?
Yeah.
Bring them to the barbecue.
Yeah.
They never do that.
Yeah, they're actually great. They're not submissive people at all. Hang out with them all you want. That's
subversive.
Fine.
Subversive.
Subversive. Thank you. Yes.
Yes. So he then starts telling them they have to start selling their worldly possessions and donate the money to him. Typical religious guy. Now, he would be a typical religious guy if he wasn't completely insane. In 1977, he claims that he heard and saw God's voice and his presence while he was hiking in the woods. As a result, he moved everybody in his group to a remote part of Quebec, where the closest town was about 7 miles away, and they lived out in the woods, completely isolated. Around this time, he starts making all the members wear tunics as a symbol of equality among members.
Okay.
And then he starts instituting some new rules within the group, right? You know, we're all going to live out here together. We got to have some rules.
It sounds like it's a place that would get pretty cold in the wintertime.
Well, he had them build a homestead, and he made them all do all the work. He supervised.
All right.
And these people were going hungry, and they were all exhausted while they were trying to do this. But they ended up making it. And during this, by 1978, people started looking at him like he was kind of crazy. And the Seventh-day Adventists kicked him out.
Okay.
So you know you had a problem that they're throwing you out.
Right.
At this time, he instituted his new name, which is Moise, which is like Moses, but French, because he is a French Canadian. Mm-hmm. He also decided that people in this group were all going to get married, and he was going to pick who was marrying who. These people weren't in relationships with each other. He's like, you're with him, you're with her, you're welcome. And he married them all, even though none of it was legally binding. Now, the reason he did that was because he wanted them all to have kids and procreate. That way he could build his own civilization out in the fucking woods.
I see. Okay.
Now, they weren't allowed to eat meat. They weren't allowed to have tobacco. They were allowed to have nothing.
Wait, wait, wait. They weren't allowed to eat meat. What are they eating out there?
Vegetables, twigs, and shit.
That doesn't sound sustainable.
Well, it's weird because none of these people were allowed to have any of the finer things except for Rock, who fucking drank every goddamn day.
How was he drinking? What were they? I'm so confused by all of this. What's going on here?
Here's what they did. They ate twigs and shit, but they also were very good bakers.
Okay.
So they were out there like making fresh bakery
items. Where are they getting flour and eggs from?
They were getting they had chickens and shit. They were doing it all out there themselves. All
right. Well, props to them. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. They're the anthill kids.
I'd be the laziest cult leader. I just move into like an old YMCA or something where the water's still running and everything still works.
There's a treadmill.
Yeah, and everyone's got Grubhub on their phones.
So the way that they supported themselves financially was by peddling their own baked goods.
Okay.
So he would send out all the hot chicks because he had a bunch of hot chicks in this group.
Smart.
He would send them out there with the baked goods. And the problem would be,
did he call them results girls or what did he call them?
Anthill kids.
Okay.
So he was kind of like that Aaron dude from Steel Toe. There is a goal. And yeah, you better reach that goal.
Gotta make the goal every day.
If you didn't reach the goal.
No, overtime.
Actually,
we're not doing
back.
30 minutes overtime if we don't reach the goal.
I take it back. He's not like Aaron. The women couldn't leave. That's the difference.
That's very different. Very different than Aaron.
So if they didn't bring him back his money, he would beat them with a belt. He wasn't great. So now he's beating them. Now, by the mid-1970s...
Well, what do you like to do after you get drunk? Are you going to sit around and read books? what else is there to do?
That's a good point. Now, he started getting a little crazier and crazier because he convinces himself that he is basically Jesus Christ. He is the savior of these people. He got himself a bunch of fake jewelry from in town.
Jesus
And he would
Christ.
Dress up like a king nice. And make the women bathe him and shit. And he had like a crown and he would walk around like he was the fucking king of this shithole.
Yeah, that's where I'm tapping out of the cult.
Yeah.
As soon as the cult leader thinks that he himself is a god, I'm like, you know what? This isn't for me anymore.
Yeah, I'm going to show you a picture of the
I've outgrown this cult. Yeah, we'll see.
Well, actually, hold on a second. Let me finish this part. I'll show you the picture. Now, by 1979, there was a little bit of a crack, the first crack in the armor with this guy, because he said the end of the world was supposed to happen in February of 1979.
This is where they always fuck up, man. You got to stop predicting the end of the world.
And guess what? Everybody was like, what the fuck, man? We've been living out here eating sticks and shit.
Yep.
You're making me fuck this lady that I don't like. We have all these kids.
I'm sure
around.
Some of the guys weren't too upset about.
Yeah, some of them were probably pretty happy.
I was going to say.
But some people were not.
Yeah.
So he says, hey, listen, guys, I made a mistake. I used human time, not God's time. So yeah, now
by the
that
way,
I realize,
I've made that error many times on math tests. I get it.
And now that I know, here's what we're going to do. All of your wives, I'm married to them now, too. So now we have double duty. I'm just going to start fucking all the women as well.
Well, and I see that this is where
prima nocta, bitches, is what he says.
This is where I would speak up and say, well, hold on a second. You got the end of the world wrong. You don't get rewarded for that, sir. You can start banging everyone. In fact, I'm going to put you in timeout for a month. No one did that?
Can't tell God that.
All right.
What are you going to tell God?
Fair enough.
So here's a picture of Rock and the crew. Rock's the one in the middle.
Yep, I could tell immediately who that was.
There's old Rock and the Anthill Kids.
Okay.
Some of them out there in the woods. Now, he is believed
not
to...
Not a lot of diversity, I'm noticing.
Not a bit.
You know, cults are really bad with diversity.
Good point.
Yeah, I'm thinking back to all the ones I know. Judaism, Christianity...
Yeah, there's one more, but I'm not going to say it. Because
yeah, the one that we don't talk about.
Yeah, the other one, we're just not doing that today. So here's the thing. Drinking's a problem for this guy. Violence is starting to become a problem. The more he drinks, the crazier he gets. And these people were too weak mentally and physically. They've been beaten the fuck down.
Right.
So he forbids them to speak with each other without his permission. None of the husbands and wives are allowed to have sex without his permission because, you know, it's my wife too, motherfucker.
Was this Chris D'Elia? This is insane.
He also built a gladiator fight pit.
Oh, that's fun.
Where he would make them all go fight each other.
That's the first thing I would do if I was a cult leader.
Yeah, it took him a while to get to it.
I was going to say, I'd probably kick myself for not thinking of it sooner, but eventually we'd get there.
Now, he graduated from the belt, though, if you weren't bringing the money. He introduced hammers and the flat side of an axe.
Jesus.
Yeah, so things start getting a lot crazier, and he starts getting more paranoid, thinking people are trying to leave because obviously he's seen...
Because he's torturing them.
Yeah, and he's seen people like, what the fuck?
Sometimes your captives want to leave.
Now, here's some of the things he would do if he thought you were going to leave. Here's a list. He would suspend them from the ceiling of the homestead building and pluck their hairs out one by one.
That's bizarre.
Then he would hold them down and defecate in their open mouths.
Oh, he's like Vince McMahon.
Yep.
Okay.
He also, one of the other fun things you should know if you were an Anhel kid, getting pissed on by Rock was an occurrence. It happened a lot. He would pee on people.
Was he peeing the poop off or what was he doing?
Just peeing on people.
Wow.
Yep.
Is he drunk at this point?
Probably.
Fun.
He also had his followers prove their loyalty by breaking their old legs with sledgehammers.
Oh.
In addition, he ordered his followers to sit on lit stoves, shoot each other in the shoulder, smear feces on one another, and at one occasion, cut off each other's toes. He also took to sexually abusing his followers and forcing them to eat their own feces. He would get rip-roaring drunk and chase them around the woods, shooting at them.
This is kind of crazy behavior, I would say.
I would say so.
I don't think I'd want to be in this cult anymore.
Yeah, these poor people, he's literally hunting them, and they're running through the woods like deer, and this fucking drunk guy with a crown is running around fucking trying to shoot him.
Okay.
And like some of the women, they would get to town, and they would go to town and go to like the battered women shelters, and they would be like, well, who are you? Where are you from? And they wouldn't say anything, and they would just be like, hey, listen, God's, you know, shooting at me. Is it all right if I hang here for a couple hours?
Yeah.
Until he God sobers up.
Well, yeah, if you can kick the feces off your face, you're more than welcome to come in.
God's been drinking again. I was wondering if you could put me up for a couple days. Even the children in the commune weren't exempt from the violence or sexual abuse. They would be stripped naked and whipped, and if one child misbehaved, Rock would nail them to a tree and force the other children to throw rocks at them.
It's almost like a dunk tank. In a pinch, you know, they're like, well, we don't really have the dunk tank. Yeah. We don't really have the mechanism.
Picture a dunk tank with all the fun out of it.
Well, no, it's kind of more fun because you really want to throw the ball at Chad Zubak's face. But in the dunk tape scenario, you're supposed to hit just that little button right there.
That is all right. Solid points. So one evening there's a blizzard, right? He's going crazy. And this woman had a newborn.
Mm-hmm.
So she took the baby outside and tried to hide the baby out there. And the thing died.
Oh.
And
that's
this
bad
is
parenting.
The first time.
Come on, mom.
CPS got involved. This is 1987.
Okay, yeah.
14 children were removed from the commune and placed into foster homes. Now, they could have ended this whole thing.
Yeah, I would think that they would alert the authorities.
Guess what? It's Canada, baby. We're just going to take the kids. You all have a nice day out here.
Wow.
So now Rock is out there with all the adults, and he's crazy as fucking ever. They took our kids.
Yeah.
So following the removal of the children, he became more violent. And when he would get drunk, he now started having more delusions of grandeur, Carl. He believed he was a doctor who could perform medical acts on his followers. One evening, one of the guys was complaining that his balls hurt. So Rock went and took a rubber band.
There's no way I would complain to this guy that my balls hurt.
And wrapped them around the testicles of this gentleman.
Oh, I'm keeping that shit to myself.
The scrotum became swollen and infected after around 8 hours.
Oh.
Throw removed the testicle and cauterized the wound with a hot iron.
Why not just tell that story and be done with it, Vinny? Jesus Christ, this is ridiculous.
That's not even the worst one.
No?
No.
Okay.
This poor woman, Solange Bolliard, she was one of his first followers. On September 28th, 1988, she mentions, I got a bellyache. Mm-hmm. Oh, it is time for surgery.
Oh, no.
With Dr. Rock.
Oh, no, no, no.
He slaps this poor girl on a table and starts punching her in the stomach. Then he forcefully administered an enema consisting of molasses and olive oil. No anesthesia. He gets a kitchen knife, slices this poor woman open, and rips out a hunk of her intestines with his bare hands.
This is going great.
Fucking throws it over his fucking shoulder like fucking...
Splat!
Just fucking thing hits the wall like Luke Skywalker throwing away that goddamn lightsaber.
Yep.
And he looks at this other woman, Gabrielle Lavallee, who's there, and he says, stitch her back up.
I don't think that's how that works.
So he has ripped this woman's intestines open and told a woman to use a dirty needle and twine to stitch up her side.
Okay.
So they do that, and these women try to save her life. And how do I put this? That was all she wrote for this woman. But thank God they have the Lord and Savior Rock Terrio there, because the next day he finds out she's dead, Carl, and he's like, I got this. I know how to resurrect her. I got an idea.
Oh, good. Okay.
I can bring her back.
Surgery didn't work, but that's okay. There's a plan
B. No big deal. Here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Bring her in here. Give me a drill.
Oh, no.
So he gets a drill.
Oh, no.
And he drills into her skull, right? And then he jerks off into her skull. And then he's like, ta-da, get up. And she doesn't get up. So he goes, well, hey, go get the rest of the guys. Then he brings in the other dudes.
Yeah.
And he makes all of them jerk off together over the corpse of this woman and into her head.
Yes. You know what? That actually kind of makes sense to me. I could see why he'd think that might work.
Okay. Turns out it didn't work.
It's not. Yeah, the Bukkake seance didn't work. Go figure.
It's the name of this episode, Bukkake Seance. So he just ends up saying, all right, I guess it didn't work. What do I know? Back to drinking. And they fucking bury her in a hole out back.
Okay.
Now, he also took out one of her ribs and kept it in a leather case around his neck. So later in November of 1988, you know the woman Gabrielle I told you about who sewed up Solange?
Yeah.
So she goes, she told one of the people that she had a toothache.
Oh, Jesus.
It gets back to Rock.
Why would you do that?
And he responded by ripping out a number of her teeth with a pair of dirty pliers. And later that night, she was trying to get away, and he chased her through the woods and accidentally cut a tendon on one of her hands with a knife that he was running with.
Mm-hmm.
So
accidents do happen.
Yeah. Later in July of 1989, she apparently was sitting there having an issue with her fucking fucked up hand by the table. And he just took a knife and stabbed it through her fucking hand. And
like it's a Kids in the Hall sketch. Now I see where Kids in the Hall got that from.
Yeah. So then he's like, you know what, though? I'm going to solve this problem right now. Leave it to Dr. Rock. So what he does is he grabs a meat cleaver and just hacks her whole arm off right there at the table.
I can see that being unnerving for some of the other people.
Yeah.
Hanging out.
And she laid there until the next morning, until they decided to stitch it back up. But that was July of 1989. In August, about a month later, she escaped.
Good.
And she was able to hitchhike with her good hand to a hospital.
Yeah, she tried for like 3 hours with the arm that was missing. And she's like, oh, you know what? I know what I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, so she ends up in a hospital and she rolls over on all of it. Finally, the cops go out there. Finally, they arrest this guy. He ends up...
How dumb do these other people feel when they go, oh, yeah, all that shit was crazy. This guy should have been locked up years ago. What the fuck? Like, I always wonder, that's got to be the worst feeling, realizing you got duped.
I listened to... When you see the newspaper headlines, you really do have to feel like a sucker.
Yeah.
And then also, say you're like now deprogrammed. You're no longer living out in the woods, and you're out in public, and you're walking down the street, and people are discussing this. Who are these stupid idiots who are out there in the fucking woods with this asshole?
I think about that girl in Nexium who was branding all the other girls on their vaginas with the guy's initials. She's out now. She's out of prison and free. That cute girl from the TV show. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, Allison Mack.
Allison Mack, right. She's got to feel so... Everyone has seen those documentaries. She can't go anywhere without people going like, what a freaking idiot this woman is.
Oh, shit. Cardiff Electric just super chatted us. Dude,
yeah,
I want to change my creep.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just kidding. He says, watch your step, boys. Leave families out of it.
Leave the families out of it.
All right, so they arrest Rock, and this is what he gets charged with. Aggravated assault, one count of unlawfully causing bodily harm. He gets 12 years in prison.
Oh, that's crazy.
You don't say.
What's going on?
So as this is going on, another member of the cult who is finally starting to come together just goes, listen, he killed people, and they took him. They took the police to the body of where they buried the Solange girl.
Good.
And when they excavated that, they're like, "Oh yeah." He ends up pleading guilty to second degree murder and gets life in prison without the possibility of parole.
All right.
Now, until 2011 in February, when he was stabbed to death by his cellmate.
Oh, interesting.
So happy ended.
So he pissed someone off.
Yeah, probably. He's
probably trying to start another cult or something.
Like, your wife is married to me now.
Yeah, right.
Fucking, you're dead.
Probably should have jerk off in his ear hole or something. The guy's like, all right, now you're going down.
So in conclusion, vote for Vinny this week and rock Terrio. Thank you, please, and.
All right. Well, I will do my presentation. Good job, Vinny.
Thanks, pal.
Real quick, though, I do want to thank some of the people who are gifting memberships, like obviously Mason in Portland gifting a membership. Thank you very much. I think we're going to be hanging out with him in Vegas. Looking forward to that. And then Hulkamania coming back in, another 5 gifted memberships. And after that, another 5. You know what? It's not even Super Chat Monday. It's Gifted Memberships Monday.
Today we're celebrating Hulkamania, brother.
We certainly are. Thank you very much.
Hulkamania's running wild on Super Chat Monday, dude.
If you're watching this on the Who Are These Podcast channel, just turn on Accept Gifted Memberships, and you might get yourself a membership and get some of the bonus material that we do on Who Are These Podcasts. You can also watch us do Who Are These Podcasts live every Wednesday and Saturday. When you have the membership, go to the community tab. I put the link right in there.
Awesome.
All right, Vinny, I'm going to tell you a little story here about one Vince Lee. Now, on July 30th, 2008, Tim McLean, a carnival barker, was returning home to Winnipeg after working at a fair in Edmonton. He departed Edmonton on board Greyhound Bus 1170 and he sat in the rear one row ahead of the toilet. At 6:55 p.m., the bus departed from a stop in Manitoba with a new passenger, Vince Lee. Lee, described as a tall man in his 40s with a shaved head and sunglasses, originally sat near the front of the bus, but moved to sit next to McLean following a scheduled rest stop in Brandon. McLean barely acknowledged Lee, then fell asleep against the window pane, headphones covering his ears. So you get this guy, he comes to the back of the bus, sits down next to this other guy. The guy's like, eh, whatever.
Okay.
Takes a little nap after his carnival barking day. What happened next? I have an eyewitness who is going to tell us about this, starting with our clip number one.
All right. Hold on one second.
Yeah, there no problem. Go. I have to say, this eyewitness is amazing. This interview happened not long after this incident. So this is very impressive on this guy's part. We find out later. He's military.
I was just reading a book. All of a sudden, I heard a guy screaming. I turned around, and the guy sitting right next beside me was standing up and stabbing another guy with a Rambo knife. Pretty much. It was a big survival knife like this in the throat, repeatedly. I told everybody to get off the bus. Everybody started to get off the bus. The guy still kept stabbing him. Everybody got off the bus. Me and a trucker that had stopped and the Greyhound driver ran up to the door to maybe see if the guy was still alive or we could help or something like that. And when we all got up, we seen that the guy was cutting off the guy's head.
Listen, it's a typical stabbing. No reason to lose your head, sir.
Oh, I see what you did. Yeah, so he's got the knife out. He's working on getting the guy's head off. And then this is a pretty slick move, my clip number two.
Mm-hmm.
He was cutting off the guy's head there. Then he saw us. He came back to the front of the bus, told the driver to shut the door. He pressed the button and the door shut, but it didn't shut in time, and the guy was able to get his knife out and take a swipe at us, so we backed off the door, and I ran around the back side of the bus driver took off, and then we both returned to the front to see what had happened, and he hadn't gotten off the bus, the door was still open. We shut the bus door that time and shut it. It was at that point that he came, started walking to the front of the bus, and he had the head in his hand, and he just looked at us like this and dropped it on the ground, like, totally calm.
Dude, he did a mic drop with a decapitated head.
Well, if you chopped off a head, what would you do with it?
I wouldn't have thought to do that. That's fucking cool. That's a cool move right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, this isn't the cool off, Carl. It's the creep off.
All right. Well, it gets a little creepier. So then this guy goes on to explain the bus driver was able to apply an emergency brake. So the guy tried to drive the bus away and he couldn't. But it wouldn't move. So then the police show up and the police get there. They decide that they're going to negotiate with this guy to get him out of the bus because now he's like hanging out in the bus with his victim. And if you play my next clip here, we'll talk about how people were reacting to this.
How were people reacting? Some people were puking. Some people were crying. Other people were in shock. Were people
running? Were they screaming?
Yeah, everybody was running, screaming off the bus. Like, when it happened, I think I was the first one to really realize what was going on. I just screamed, like, stop the bus. Someone's getting stabbed. Everybody get the hell off.
Al Snow, this guy is not.
So there's a bus full of people who just witnessed a man get stabbed to death and then decapitated. They're vomiting outside of the bus. And I bet you're wondering, what did this guy do to provoke this? He must have done something really crazy to make this guy stab
him to death.
Seems
like it. I would hate to be someone who offended someone so deeply that they had to remove my own head off of
right.
my body.
The guy that he stabbed was listening to his headphones and sleeping. He didn't do anything to provoke the guy. The guy just took a knife out and stabbed him. Started stabbing him like crazy and cut his head off.
How are you feeling when you saw what was happening?
I got sick after I saw the head thing. I just wanted to help me and the driver wanted to get the guy stuck in the bus. And at that point, when we saw the head, we knew that the guy was dead, so.
Yeah, pretty good clue. I don't see people this calm on camera just when they're out shopping or something.
This guy delivers a promo like Bret Hart. It's just as excited. Oh, I saw the head laying there, and I was just like, oh, you know.
It's amazing.
Oh, boy.
I got to give him credit for this. When I saw this interview, I'm like, oh, this is perfect for the show. But I'm wondering, this guy, Vince Lee, must have been really fired up if he's, like, stabbing someone to death and chopping their head off, right?
You would think.
Yeah. Next clip.
Yes, sir.
The guy was totally calm, and when he came and he brought the head and he looked at us and dropped the head, it was just like he was having a day at the beach. Like, he couldn't be bothered by anything else.
Just a day at the beach for this guy. It's kind of weird. It's kind of creepy.
Dude, I get nauseous at the thought of someone using a part of my body as something.
Mm.
Like the thought of an animal eating an arm. Was it Adam Carolla who used to say, the thought of, like, an alligator eating my arm and then just, like, shitting it out is too much for me to bear.
Yes.
Like, the thought of an animal using me for something and then this guy just walking around with my head and fucking dropping it.
Just to terrorize people with it.
It's horrifying.
All right. One more clip, and then I'll explain some other things that were going on. This is him explaining when he heard the guy screaming.
Yeah, the victim was, it was a blood-curdling scream. Like, that, just reading my book, and all of a sudden I heard it. It was like something between a dog howling and a baby crying, I guess you could say. It was, I don't think it'll leave me for a while. After, I don't know, 5 or 6 stabs, I think he must have got him in the throat because we didn't hear him anymore.
Is there a lot of blood?
Yeah, there was blood everywhere. There was blood spurting. Yeah.
All right, you want to hear the aftermath of this?
I'm sure the aftermath was, I mean, the aftermath was like, we got to clean up all this blood. And there's somebody inside the hover place. Trying to hold the head and they're bobbling it. It's a lot like that.
So the victim here, Tim McLean, 5 months after this happened, his girlfriend gave birth to their son. So he had a pregnant girlfriend at home. This guy just decided to murder him.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out. At
DeWired Christian nailed it. Are we getting a replacement bus or what are we doing here?
Yeah, yeah. They dropped these guys off at a hotel. They brought them to a hotel and they're like, sorry that we don't have your luggage, eh? It's still in the bus, so we'll go get it for you later. Is that okay? And they're like, no. So they drove him to a store and bought them all new clothes to wear. It's very
shopping
nice.
Spree.
So, okay, so at 9 o'clock, the police show up. There's a standoff going on, and they're trying to negotiate with this guy, but he's just pacing back and forth and defiling the corpse as the police officers start to observe.
Okay, hold on. Define defiling.
Okay. They start to observe him eating parts of the body. By 1:30 a.m., so that's at 9 p.m., by 1:30 a.m., Lee finally attempts to break through a window and escape. Police are able to hit him with a taser a couple times and get him in the cruiser, calm him down, get him cuffed, get him in the cruiser. Parts of the victim's body placed in plastic bags were retrieved from the bus while his ear, nose, and tongue were found in Lee's pockets. The victim's eyes and part of his heart were never recovered and are presumed to have been eaten by Lee.
You know how many people have gone to prison and just thought to themselves, I wish I had packed a snack?
Right. He probably was getting hangry on that bus and went, look at this guy's eyeballs. Those look delicious.
I'm not.
He's putting the tongue in his pocket. He's eating eyeballs. Why would he do such a thing? So check this out. A psychologist in court said that his patient's schizophrenia rendered him inculpable, as he had been under the false belief that McLean was a force of evil and posed an imminent threat to himself and others. In Lee's mind, McLean was really a demon in disguise and an alien who needed to be destroyed, to the point where he felt it was necessary to mutilate McLean's body to prevent him from coming back to life. Mm-hmm. Lee had also felt pressured to perform the attack by voices he believed were from God, telling him to kill McLean sitting beside him, or he would be killed himself. Both the defense and the prosecution were in agreement that this assessment was correct and spoke in favor of involuntary commitment to a mental institution rather than prison time.
Do you think God's voice was French-Canadian?
Oh, for sure.
You better chop off his tongue.
Is that what God sounds like?
I don't know. That's what rock sounds like.
And I should mention, one of the police officers that first arrived on the scene committed suicide a few years later, and the family said he had PTSD. Pretty horrific event. Check this out. This is my favorite part of all of this, though. On February 10th, 2017, the Manitoba Criminal Code Review Board ordered Lee, who is now Will Lee Baker, cute, they ordered him be discharged. Lee was granted an absolute discharge. There will be no legal obligations or restrictions pertaining to Lee's independent living. He is a free man.
How is that possible?
In Manitoba, after murdering a man, chopping his head off, and eating his heart.
How is that possible?
That's Canada for you, baby.
How the fuck is that
Canada
possible?
Canada likes to forgive and forget. The Canada's like, moving on. That was horrific, but whatever.
Well, Carl, that was a presentation.
9 years later, he's a free man. So vote for Carl at thecreepoff.com.
Well, you can vote at thecreepoff.com, but I would vote for Vinny. That's just my advice to you folks.
You'd also cheat for Vinny.
I have never cheated once, sir. Uh-huh.
It's been documented.
No, it hasn't.
I'm going to start turning into John. I mean, there's proof. Everyone knows it's true.
And that's a fact, Jack.
It's a fact, Jack. It's documented.
Hey, Nat Mark's making a really great point.
Yeah, what's he saying?
$2 worth of a point. Canada sucks.
That's hilarious.
Here comes Hackamania with five
Hulkamania,
more.
Another five more. Thank you very much. Turn on Accept Gift Memberships, and thank you so much, Hulkamania, for doing that.
Mm-hmm. Now, folks, I believe it's time for one of our favorite segments, Carl's Cop Cam.
Yes, Carl's Cop Cam. We still don't have a stinger for this, do we?
Nope. We need it, though, people. Help
we
us
need a
out.
Stinger for our Cop Cam stuff. Okay.
Yankee seconds it. Canada sucks with two Canadian dollars. Thank you.
Canada sucks, but you know what sucks even worse is the U.S. of A. So what are you going to do? You know what I'm most mad at Canada for? They changed their national anthem recently. Do you know that?
To what?
Minnie? No, still the same song, but they changed the lyrics in it.
To what?
Because it said, "And all thy sons command," and they don't like their being gendered language. So now it's in all of us.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say, isn't it still like God Save the Queen or some shit?
No, it was like God Save the Queen. It's O Canada. You're God Save the Queen. What's wrong with you?
All right, I'm just asking. I don't know what they do up there.
We don't live that far from this place. How do you not know anything about it?
I live plenty far. I live as far as I need to be.
Okay.
Fuck all Canada. Right.
So let's set this up. This is an interesting case of a 9-year-old narc who.
This little piece of shit.
Yep. Tells the police on his mommy. And the first video here, I think, will set this up nicely for us.
All right, let's do it.
Hello. How are you?
Well, thank you.
So, we were called to come check on your son.
Okay, yeah, he's on my phone in the bathroom for like an hour.
Can I come in and talk to you?
A 9-year-old boy was filled with tears as he turned in his own mother, handing over to police a 100-gram bag of meth found in her bedroom.
Fucks up with her eye.
You found this stuff, right?
Oh, meth.
Where did you find it at?
Under the nightstand.
On accident?
Yeah.
Where was it at?
Under her nightstand.
What's that?
Under her nightstand.
Under her nightstand. So that would be in the bedroom that she sleeps in?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's under her nightstand, officer. And also, she also doesn't pay speeding tickets, and she doesn't wear a seatbelt.
Yeah, I know. Like, what the fuck?
Fucking little asshole.
Thanks a lot, dick. We're on the same team here, buddy.
Little out of breath fucker.
We live here. So basically what happened was he's snooping around in his mom's bedroom, where he's probably not supposed to be. I doubt he's allowed to be in there, considering there's 100 grams of meth. So he's snooping around in there. finds this giant bag of meth, locks himself in the bathroom, FaceTimes his dad. They're divorced. FaceTimes his dad and says, hey, guess what? I just found a shit ton of meth. You want to go party this weekend? And his dad's like, whoa, 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 sport. I think you better call the police.
Dad, do you want to go party with me this weekend?
Yeah, this is out in Vegas. You can have a lot of fun.
We can do meth
weekend
together. Hey, Dad.
Let's talk about meth, baby. Let's talk about it, yes, sirree. Let's talk about all the bad things and the bad things meth heads see. Let's talk about meth.
And, of course, his dad said,
drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs.
Because he's a downer. All right, so he locks himself in the bathroom, FaceTimes his dad. His dad calls the police. The police show up. You just saw what happened there. The police go to the door. This kid runs out immediately in front of his mom and hands the police this giant bag of meth.
Aren't I a little stinker, Bobby?
Yeah.
Fuck this kid.
All right, so now mom seems a little distraught in my next clip here. This is Kendra.
I love how you have this labeled rut-row.
Who else home with you?
Me and him. All right.
That's
it.
Why are you sweating?
I'm sweating? I'm not sweating.
You look sweating.
No, I'm not.
Make sure you were in here by yourself.
No, I'm freaking out right
now. So there was other people here earlier. They left?
There's no other people here earlier. My friend Kristen saw by and that was it.
So this is your house?
My house. So I don't know why you're here.
Well, you're do you have an ex-boyfriend or ex-husband? Baby daddy?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Sorry. He called because he wanted us to check on your son.
Are
he
you
was
single?
Concerned that there was some stuff going on that he was FaceTiming your ex. What's his name?
My ex-husband? Tony.
Tony. He was FaceTiming Tony. He was concerned about his welfare.
There's nobody here.
Wow. Don't act like you don't know who the officer's talking about. What's your ex's name? Which one? I don't know what you're talking
about.
I have tons of exes.
Or this meth head has way too many to keep straight.
Yes, well, that's probably true. I also think she's going, holy shit, I didn't think this is how this was going to go down. I wasn't expecting this.
Now, I'll tell you what. I would say that this woman is kind of milfy if it wasn't for her terrible son, who probably brings an end to all of her relationships.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, I want to go hang out with her at her place. This kid will probably freaking narc at me for having two beers before I left.
You know, you shouldn't have a beer before you go driving with my mother.
Okay, kid. Shut up. All right. So the cop is kind of funny here in my next clip. He kind of gets her to admit to something.
So all this stuff in this house is yours?
This is all my, yeah.
So everything in the house is yours?
Well, this is my house.
Okay. And this is in your house?
Well, Kristen was here earlier.
Who's Kristen?
My girlfriend. She came by.
Okay.
She's house sitting up the street for our regional manager.
Right.
We're in property management. She has a baby kitten, watching the kitten.
So I like this. The officer's like, so is this your house? She's like, yeah, this is my house. I live here. So everything in this house is your stuff? Well, yeah, of course. It's my house. It's my stuff. So the meth that your son just handed me, this is your stuff? Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Kristen was here. Lots of things could be happening here.
There was a kitten. There was.
So apparently now the kid who's really just spilling all of this, he wouldn't be very good in your buddy's cult. Because he is just narking it up a storm here.
The second I heard that kid go, it was in a nightstand. I was like, oh, I fucking want to punch you right in your little stomach.
Yep. So this is my clip number four. Apparently there was an older gentleman over earlier in the day.
Her friend, which his nickname is Poncho, but his real name is Alfonso.
Okay. And is Alfonso kind of a mean guy, or is he pretty nice, or?
I don't see him too much, but one of those people where you look at him and you know it, and he's always acts weird around me.
Okay.
It's the only person I can think of.
Has he ever threatened you or hurt you or anything like that?
No.
He just acts kind of weird? And is he just a friend to your mom, or are they?
He's a friend.
Okay.
That's all I know.
And then she just kind of shows up every once in a while?
Yeah, I've only seen him about once or twice.
They fucking?
You think he dropped the stuff off?
Yes.
So I got to say,
yes, and I can point him out in a court of law.
Right. I got to say, this guy, this drug dealer who brought the meth over, apparently, Alfonso.
Poncho.
This kid knows his nickname and his real name. Sloppy work, Alfonso. Why is that happening?
His license plate number says,
yeah, right.
Love to fuck.
Somebody posted, oh, you know what it was? I think it was Zenhauser posted on Twitter. Somebody found a Lady K21 license plate. They posted that there. I was like, I was driving through Rochester today. Look what I saw.
Hysterical.
Speaking of sloppy work, I want to point out this kid's name is Austin. They bleep it, except for a few times. They just leave it in there. Also, you sent this to me, Vinny. Remember the thumbnail? The thumbnail image of this video is where the blur is off and you can see the kid's entire face. So they're blurring his face, they're bleeping out his name, but not always. And on the thumbnail, you can definitely see what this kid looks like.
Oh, no.
So I don't know if he's going to be that popular in school.
Nice work, lawn crime.
Being a narc like this.
Can I come sit at your table, everybody?
No. Yeah. You can sit at the rat table, though.
Your dad said he's going to put you up for adoption. Your mom? Have you told your dad that?
Yes.
And what did your dad say when you told him?
He was kind of getting mad at how she's like doing stuff like this.
Uh-huh. Okay. Have you told your dad about the other stuff that she's done? The physical abuse back in the day?
Yeah.
And what was his reaction? What did he say?
Mad.
Okay. So now this kid is talking about how the mom threatens to put up for adoption. He used to beat him. So he's just unloading on this.
And rightfully so.
Well,
Hold
on. Hold on. The mom says he's being coached by the father. He wants to live with dad.
Yeah, that checks out too.
So the mom is saying, listen, dad's telling him to put him up to all this. Probably planted the drugs. I don't know what's going on. This is not me at all, officer.
All right.
So I'm not sure whose side to take because my next clip here, this is where she starts playing real dumb.
Okay.
I mean, to me, it looks probably like methamphetamine, you know.
What is that?
You know what meth is.
Like speed or whatever. Like, I mean, that's...
Come on. Everybody knows what meth is. You watch Breaking Bad. I mean, Jesus.
I have never seen Breaking Bad.
Well, you should.
That's actually good advice, officer. You should. It's a great show.
Is this cop like flirting with her? And it's fantastic. And you could also tell that like she knows what meth is because she's just scratching herself.
Yeah, she's grinding at her foot for some reason while going meth. I've never heard of such a thing.
What's a meth?
She goes, what is that, like speed? I don't know. I'm not really up on the lingo. I don't know what meth is.
What do I look like, a biker?
It's so funny.
Sucks.
Wait, white powder? Sometimes that's drugs? What? What are we talking about here? Okay.
It's my crybaby son's baby powder. Get out of my house.
That's why I need so much of it, because he cries so much.
Wee, Austin's going to get it. Austin, come on in. It's time to go to bed.
It's all we had, Karen. All right, so.
That's all we had, Austin. Austin.
So, this is great. Because you see how this cop's being very disarming? This cop is just like, so, you know, I mean, it seems like a lot of meth and it's in your house. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what that is. I've never heard of such a thing.
Do you have cable? Because I think you can watch Breaking Bad on Netflix.
Yeah, right. We'll watch the first episode together. I'll get you into it. I'll explain what's going on. So she's now feeling like, all right, this is all a misunderstanding and probably nothing bad's going to happen with the way that this police officer is talking to her about like, oh, you think the dad's coaching him? Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you have like... a giant baggie of very, very illegal stuff handed to the police officer. I'm sure they'll just
So let it go. My next clip, she's surprised by this.
To be honest, yeah, you're in some trouble. You know,
what?
You're in some trouble.
I'm in trouble?
But yeah, you're in some trouble. In honesty...
I'm in trouble?
Well, yeah, I mean, from our point of view, the door opens and hands me... what could be a couple ounces of methamphetamine that came from your house.
I'm freaking out right now.
100%.
What? You can get in trouble for that here in the United States? You can't do that? But this is Vegas. What's the problem?
Even in Vegas?
Yeah. All right.
Well,
so
Hackamania is off.
I know, right? You can't even have 100 grams of meth on your person. What's the point?
Creep off lives off.
Hackermania.com, promo code CREEP for 20% off.
Oh, look at you. You do know how to use it.
May 31st through June 2nd.
Look at you.
Look My at next you clip go. Here, number 8, Vinny. Now she's explaining this is all a setup.
Okay.
Never in my life. I don't even know.
Now, Kendra, I talked to CPS before I talked to you.
Okay.
I guess they talked to you back in December.
Yeah.
And there's been 3 cases.
Yes, there's been a lot. Just, yeah.
We're talking like normal people. And the case back then that they investigated, that was unsubstantiated, was possible use of illegal narcotics that they were investigating.
This is all pertaining to my trial and my ex-husband.
Yeah, this is nothing to do with drugs. CPS getting called because my ex is a jerk off and he's constantly trying to get me in trouble. You got to understand, officer. And I got to say, when they first showed up, she was sweaty. She's like, oh, no, she seems like a little more calm now. She's like, oh, yeah. Well, my ex, he fucked with me. What are you going to do, right?
I almost want to believe her.
Yeah, I know. Well, this is why.
Because I hate the kid so much. I want to believe her.
Austin's got to learn a lesson.
I hate fucking Austin.
It wouldn't be funny if the police are just like, Austin.
Austin,
You tattled on your mom. Now you have to go to jail. Now you're spending the night in the slammer.
That makes you an accessory.
This is like when in the Brady Bunch, when Sydney had to learn about not tattling on people. No one likes a snitch. Yeah. Austin.
Yeah, I want to listen to a podcast about that. Do you have any recommendations?
Yes, the Real Brady Bros. Current episode of Who Are These Podcasts with Pat Oates. That'd be great if they brought this 9-year-old kid through him in the slammer and went, this one's a rat. Have at him.
Oh, no.
That's not what's going to happen next. In fact, Kendra, he sits here and insists she doesn't do drugs. She doesn't even know what drugs are. And then they say, all right, well, then why don't you just take a drug test and we'll get this all figured out.
So clip 9?
Yep.
All right.
I don't know what else to tell you.
So would you be willing to take a urine test?
I'm not willing to do anything. I had a trial.
I was just asking you.
No.
So you wouldn't be willing to do a urine test tonight?
No, nothing.
For any, like, methamphetamines, cocaine?
I'm not willing to do anything right now because my ex-husband put so many...
But if you're clean, it's going to help your case, though.
Why do I have a case?
Well, for us. Because you're saying that you don't know what this is.
But what is a case? Though?
Like, let's say, because your child just gave us what appears to be a large amount of methamphetamine.
I don't know what this is, though.
They go, well, you know, it would help your case if you piss clean. What case? I don't know what you guys are talking about. Man, do you see all these police officers who are hanging out at your house right now? You see this giant bag of drugs?
This gaslighting bitch.
I know. She probably works on a lot of guys, though. She probably could pull this off. I love that, though. All right, well, you want to just take a urine test? Well, no, definitely not. I'm not taking a urine test. That'd be crazy.
Why don't you go ask my bitch son to piss?
Yeah.
He does it sitting down, you know.
He was in the bathroom for an hour. He's probably snorting lines in there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's discovering himself. It's sick.
It's unnatural, I tell you. All right, this next clip is when the Miranda rights come out. She is not ready for this.
So just because we've been here for a while now and we've restricted your movement, that you do have the right to remain silent.
Me?
That, if you give up that right, you can say anything you say can will be used against you in a court of law.
Hold on.
I just want to read this to you. Since we're restricting your movement, you're not allowing you to go upstairs.
I love that she's still acting surprised. Wait a second, I'm getting arrested now? What's going on here, officer?
For meth in my house? I'm being arrested for meth in my own house.
My friend Kristen was over earlier. Ask her what's going on. I don't know. All right, my next clip here.
That's kitten food?
My next clip here, this is great because now she has another boyfriend that she's currently dating, and that guy's going to get thrown under the bus. She's going to do everything she can to get out of this.
I have a boyfriend that has access to my front door. Right. I don't know this guy this well. However, do I give you his name? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. This is not mine. I don't.
Well, you even said yourself you really wouldn't want to take a drug test either.
I don't know what I'm supposed to do right now.
Well, I can't give you advice on what to do.
But I'm not a crime. I didn't commit a crime.
Well, it's possession of a controlled substance. It's in your house. This is your house.
This is not my. I don't even know this was here. I can't even understand or fathom the fact that this is drugs in my house.
So, Vinny, I have a bunch of illegal guns with the serial number scraped off.
I know.
But I keep them on my nightstand, so it's fine.
Yeah.
No crime being committed. They're on my nightstand. No problems at all.
Dr. Steve left him there.
Dr. Steve did this. Him and an older boy. Okay. So I love that she goes, you know, my boyfriend has keys to the house. He probably is leaving tons of drugs in here.
He has access to my front door.
So stupid.
What a weird
one. Are you ready for the exciting conclusion of this one? Vinny, yeah. How do you think this is going to go? Where do you think this is going to go?
I hope.
Predictions?
Austin gets pepper sprayed.
Okay.
But I'm going to lead when she gets charged.
Austin's resisting. Stop resisting, Austin. Stop resisting.
I'm not Take going them. Away again, Take officer. I'm not going away, officer.
All right, check this out.
Police then drive her off to jail. According to local reports, police arrested Long for drug trafficking and child abuse. She posted a $25,000 bond that same day. According to 8 News Now, prosecutors found text messages showing Long was dealing drugs from her home while her son was present. She was sentenced to 2 years probation, which prosecutors say she violated months later. She has since been sent to an inpatient drug treatment program and will remain on probation another 2 years. The report also states that her son continues to live with his father.
So if you predicted that she is a drug-dealing drug addict and that she was lying and gaslighting the police the entire time, you would be correct.
And the son now lives with his father and has been a constant disappointment every day since.
Yes, and it's not improving at Little League, much to his father's chagrin.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine this kid at Little League?
I saw Coach. He was over there. He peed behind the fence.
Yeah, and you know what? That kid's using spider tack on his hands before he throws the pitch. I saw him put it on there. That's your teammate, Austin. What are you doing? How do you think he's getting so much spin on his curveball?
And the dad's just at the stands going, I tell him to shut the fuck up. I tell him to shut the fuck up.
My dad told me to cork my bat. He said it would go farther if I corked my bat.
My father.
Do you remember? Hold on. I got to just tell you this anecdote. Do you remember when Sammy Sosa got caught with a corked bat?
Oh, yeah. The bat broke, and then he claimed it was the batting practice one.
He hit the ball. The bat exploded. The cork just falls out, and he had to play double. Like, what the heck is all this now? Like, we didn't know English in front of Congress. He's like, what? This is nuts. I don't know.
And to be honest with you, it was better than that woman that we just watched.
Yeah, right. I was more believable. So that's kind of fun.
Dude, that was so funny because he was trying to blame it on the guy who handles the equipment.
Right.
He's like, that's the bat I use for practice. I use a illegal court bat to practice.
Yeah, we just had them laying around like on the scene of Rust where they had real guns and fake guns. Like, yeah, no, we just had that stuff laying around. What could go wrong?
Dude, that Hannah Gutierrez got 18 months. That's it.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
How much did Alec Baldwin get?
Nothing yet. Yeah, his trial's coming up.
Good. So in other words, Sammy Sosa threw Joey C. under the bus. Is that why Joey C. did time? Was it Sammy Sosa's fault?
Must have been.
Wasn't he the equipment manager? You just handled the jock straps or the bats as well? Vinny, I think
I didn't put that in there, Sammy. You can't prove I did it, you son of a bitch. I didn't put no cork in no bat, Sammy.
I didn't know you did a spot on Joey C.
Thank you. It's pretty good.
It was pretty good. Could you check real quick? I think we might have missed a super chat or two. I want to make sure that we're caught up. Maybe it's just those gifted memberships that came in.
Chris Engler, thanks to the Canadian $2. Yes. Believe that I wasn't a candidate for this week. We got that one from Mark. We got Canada Sucks.
Did we miss the 10 that came? No, I think we did hit that. All right. Well, anyway, thank you again, Hulkamania, for all the gifted memberships.
No, he did that twice.
Yeah,
man.
That's awesome.
And then he did it again.
Unbelievable.
Man, lots of new members to the WATP channel. Appreciate it. Want to turn them on the Creep Off channel. Not really.
Maybe we should, though, Vinny. We do so much bonus material.
Here's what's going to happen. The second we turn it on the Creep Off channel, YouTube's going to start looking at us.
Yeah.
They're going to start looking at us closer.
Did you see Tukey got a 1 week?
Yeah, I did.
Probation
and
for a strike.
We're mischievous boys. I mean, we're committing felonies.
We do say some crazy things on here.
All that shit you talk about the vaccines. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. I just revealed that I have illegal guns in my house. They're going to be like, yeah, and you also said the vaccines might not work as well as they were originally promised by the company that manufactured them. And
we're lucky
we're making all the money on it.
Like, in.
All right.
With you.
All right. What do we got? Some voicemails?
I think so.
Let's do it.
The Creep Off voicemail segment is brought to you by the city of Syracuse. A 12-hour police standoff just ended downtown. The event ended when it was explained to the suspect that he wasn't a contestant on the show The Running Man, and Syracuse just looked like this. See you in Syracuse.
Not bad.
So this is someone who has an idea for a segment for us, and I don't know how I feel about this, because this might not be our scene.
Okay.
Hey, guys, this is the cop. I think you guys should do a commentary or a recap of Trials of Creeps. Once a week, Carl and Vinny show the wildest moment from a trial, and they comment on it. And you can do it from the start of the trial all the way to the end, and then the sentencing. For example, the Alec Baldwin trial over the summer might be the perfect trial for you guys to do. You two watch every day of the trial and then do a recap of all the best moments and then discuss whether Alec Baldwin is going to be found guilty or not guilty.
I pass, and here's why. Trials are boring as fuck.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I think this guy's fucking with us. He's just like, yeah, just watch every day of a 30-day trial and then pull out the 7 minutes that are interesting and play that for us. Like, no, I don't have time for that shit.
All right, here is a took it right up to 45 seconds consequence idea.
Hi, guys, it's the cop. I have a consequence. The loser has to watch all the movies of 1960s schlock director Coleman Francis. This guy is worse than Ed Wood, and his movies are more boring than Man Knows the Hands of Fate. He directed three movies, The Beast of Yucca Flats, 1961, The Skydivers, 1963, and Night Train to Mondofine, a.k.a. Red Zone Cuba, 1966. The films are all in public domain, so you can't use the copyright or demonetization excuse. The loser has to live stream himself watching all three films with the sound on. You cannot use a ripped version, meaning no Mystery Science Theater 3000 version. You have to watch the movie straight with no, like, you can't watch a comedy commentary with
that. I get it.
All right, that's it. Bye.
44 seconds.
This guy, so that was the same guy, right?
Yeah.
He just wants us to waste our time. That's what he's into. He's got all these ideas and plans about how to waste our time over there.
He does. He seems to.
All right. Well, I mean, that's not a bad consequence idea, though, if the movies are...
Sounds like hell. We got to get through this Gummo one first. Ugh.
That's true, yeah.
Hey, Vinny. I was listening to the WATP episode...
Oh, what happened there?
Hey, Vinny. I was listening to the WATP episode from last week. For whatever reason, I kept getting ads for... tampons and children's gummies. I don't know if that's the target audience Carl's going for, or if Spotify just thinks I'm a single mom now. But it gave me an idea for a consequence. Loser has to bring his mom on as a guest, and she has to bring a creep. And you have to explain to her, no, find a funny rapist. Anyway, don't call me back.
That's a funny guy.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Our mother's already brought two creeps into the world.
I know. Why do they have to suffer through this?
Oh, my God.
I mentioned this the other day on my show, but Spotify has given me ads lately for Laffy Taffy. I don't know why I'm being targeted with Laffy Taffy ads, but there's this little kid who reads the joke to his father, and the dad goes, oh, that's really funny. No one's ever said that.
So, Carl, I think someone's trying to get a plug for their business on our show.
Oh, okay, let's hear it.
And I don't even know what to make of this.
Hi, guys, it's Vikas. I have a consequence.
It's the same guy!
The BTB challenge at BTB Wood-Fired Pizza Bar and Grill. You or Carl will have 45 minutes to eat 2 half-pound burgers, 3 Nashville tenders, 3 pieces of bread, pulled pork, fries, and mac. I want to clarify that competing in the challenge is the consequence, win or lose. Participating in the challenge is the consequence. You don't have to win in order to complete the consequence. The person that wins the BTB challenge gets a bonus. They get to assign a consequence to the other guy. They don't have to spin. You can just assign a consequence, and they have to compete, and they have to complete it. For example, if Carl wins, he gets to assign a consequence to Vinny.
Yeah,
also,
no,
I would love to see a list of the other consequences viewers suggest. Thank you.
Okay, first off, I know I can't do that. I know for a fact.
What's the matter? Are you chicken?
Yeah, I cannot do that. I mean, he was halfway through the list. I'm like, well, there's no way I would be able to do that. 3 slices of bread? Was that included in there? That's just a dick move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're like, you got to eat a pound of rice and then some cheeseburgers. Like, well, no, I can't do that.
Why is he bringing a BTB wood fire pizza bar?
Where is that? Is that near us?
It's like in Greece.
Yeah. Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah. It is.
So maybe he's the owner.
It might be.
All right. I mean, I wouldn't mind that meal. I wouldn't eat a lot of it, but it all sounds delicious.
Sure.
I'd eat some of it.
Now, here's a thought from somebody about our Results Girl competition. Okay. And this is a reminder. You could vote at patreon.com/thecreepoff or just follow the links on our social media or on our website, thecreepoff.com.
Hey, guys. It really breaks my heart to know that no matter who gets voted in as the Results Girl, none of them fucking care. Those interviews were like dry hand jobs. There was no heart, no emotion, no love. You know, if anybody actually gave a shit about us, about the creep off, they would have said, if I'm voted in as the Results Girl, I will send my tits to Carl and Vinny to put on the Patreon. But no, not a single fucking care. One of them left and didn't even interview, and out of the rest of them, they all just abandoned us. I finally get how orphans feel, and it's not good. Even black kids have one parent.
Come on.
Thank you, fuck you, bye.
Vinny, did you disguise your voice on that one?
No!
I think that was Vinny trying to hint at these Results Girls.
Not even close.
Speaking of which, Mary Beth Rosie, I put up some photos that she gave just for Who Are These Podcasts Patreon.
Ah.
Just yesterday. Patreon.com/Who Are These Podcasts.
Another reason to subscribe to the WATP Patreon. Vinny. Everybody, run over there.
I said
there.
Use promo code CREEP. What's your problem?
Run over there, everybody. Run over yeah. to Carl's
Stop
Patreon.
Watching this and go right over to Patreon
yeah,
right
please,
now.
Please, you motherfucker. I know you're a marketing guy, but like I thought we were supposed to use other shows to market this one.
What are you talking about? I was thinking just the other day, we got to get back on Dick's show and do a scum parade over
Dick
there.
I've been listening to the Dick show the last year, and I get a kick out of that fucking guy.
Dude, his recent, I'll promote his bonus stuff. The most recent bonus episode he did, talking about Maddox's attack on Dick, he put out like a 3-hour long documentary about how, this is the craziest thing. Maddox made, he spent 5 years making a 3-hour documentary about how Dick's obsessed with him. And it's totally backfired because everyone's like, sir, you've spent most of your life working on this movie. Who's obsessed with who now? What are you talking about? And so they played this one part of it on the recent bonus show. And they have Tab on there. Tab Burt, our buddy.
Love Tab.
And it's just so fucking funny.
Yeah, check it out.
It's definitely worth
it. Go to another person's page. Motherfucker! I'm just kidding, everybody.
It's $5
Support
bucks
our friends. Support our friends, please. Hey, we got $10 from Weege. Carl, years ago, Patty C. Cup accused you of getting your comedy from Laffy Taffy. Now you're getting Laffy Taffy ads? I think you just told on yourself.
That's hilarious. I don't remember Patty C. Cup saying that, but that's a pretty sick burn.
It sounds like it.
I like it.
It sounds like something you would do.
It sounds like something I would do.
MAGA Ray DeVito, thanks for the $1.99. See you MAGA punks on Rock Bottom Podcast tonight.
All right. MAGA Ray DeVito is promoting Ray DeVito's podcast. There.
Oh, cool.
Is this show just all advertisements now? What's going on?
No, that's still WATP. Okay.
Hey. Oh.
Come on. Carl.
Yes, buddy.
You know what time it is?
I do.
Skull Parade. Take me on a raid of these fuck charades that these creeps have made.
Lick, lick, lick my balls.
Skull Parade. Vinny and Carl gonna tell you about some fuck shit. Scum Parade, like stories of a kid fucked by his mom or dad, soaking up the blood of a cat. Scum Parade.
Police say a Tennessee man has been arrested after he allegedly tried to rob a store on two different occasions the same day. Once, with a very unconventional weapon, around 2 a.m. on April 15th, Reginald Cookies, 26 years old, walked into a Shell convenience store in Memphis and made a purchase. About 30 minutes later, Cook returned to the store and demanded money. Police said that the clerk thought Cook had a weapon as he kept reaching into his clothes. The clerk refused to open the cashier.
I love this clerk.
So police said Cook left. However, Cook returned about 35 minutes later. This time, he entered the store with a 5-foot snake around his neck. Cook reportedly went to the counter and yelled, "Give me the damn money," according to the authorities. The cashier called 911 and pulled out his own gun.
Sir, I'm sorry, you seem to have brought a snake to a gunfight.
I'm going to blow your snake to fucking hell.
Yeah, right. I'm not so worried about your snake. This is why all clerks should have guns. Remember the debate was happening for a while? It's like, should school teachers have guns? I don't know. But clerks definitely
100%.
Should. It reminds me of one of my favorite lines from Mo Sizlak.
Yeah, so last night I was closing up the bar when some young punk comes in and tries to stick me up.
Whatever did you do, Mo?
Well, it could have been a real ugly situation, but I managed to shoot him in the spine. Yeah, I guess the next place he robs better have a ramp.
Fantastic.
I was thinking about Mo, too, because they said when they searched this guy, he was in possession of a railroad spike, a rock, and a snake.
Yeah, those were his weapons of choice for this.
I used to play that game when I was a kid.
Can I just...
Rock, spike, snake?
Yeah, we all did. It was fun.
Yeah.
Can I just say... There's got to be another Shell gas station you could rob, right? Why keep going back to the one where the clerk doesn't take you seriously?
Here's a guess.
She's just getting
mad. Let's talk about Matt, baby. Let's talk about a yes, sirree.
That's all.
Just how the fuck are there so many meth heads in this country when there's never any good publicity for meth? Never once has someone said, "Oh, meth helped me through this difficult time."
Guerrilla marketing.
I don't think Shaquille O'Neal is promoting meth. Oh.
What?
I mean, I know Shaqaroni Pizza at Papa John's, but
how dare you insult Shaq? You son of a bitch. Montgomery County, Texas, a security guard and a tennis coach, along with his wife, have been arrested and accused of secretly recording videos of young girls that investigators believe they were selling. What a business.
Well, as long as they're sharing the profits with the young girls who star in these movies, I'm sure it's fine, right?
Yeah, sure, of course, as long as you get permission, of course. Yep. Taylor Kyle Roy worked as a security guard with the Woodlands Mall. Investigators discovered that Roy had recordings of young girls in Forever 21's dressing rooms and upskirt shots of girls at the Bath and Body Works store in the mall.
Well, hold on a second. If you don't want your nudes getting out there, why are you using a dressing room at a Forever 21?
Yeah.
You don't think
Are you walking around a Bath and Body Works if you're not trying to show off your panties, girl?
Correct. You don't think there's perverts competing to get the good camera spot in those places, the hidden camera spot?
Jesus
in a Forever 21 dressing room?
Jesus Christ, I even wear a skirt to Bath and Body Works. Everybody knows everyone's in there for upskirts.
Oh, God. That's the worst thing you've ever said on this show. That's the grossest thing you've ever said on this show.
You know what?
I might not recover from that.
We might have to wear a skirt as a consequence for a week. That might be
with no pants.
The public skirt consequence.
Oh no.
Okay, that one might stink.
The problem with that one is I'm going to get offended when no one tries to upskirt me. I'm like, nobody wants to take a peek. No one. Okay, whatever.
Excuse me. I seem to have dropped my pen.
Yeah, right.
Now, they were using a camera, smartwatch, and handheld hidden devices, according to the police. Other recordings depicted girls' genital areas in public places like Six Flags Hurricane Harbor and other parks in Montgomery County. Upon being questioned by detectives, his wife, Tasha Roy, admitted to help creating the videos. What a fucking help she is.
Well, this guy just needed to learn how to edit it on his own. He wouldn't have had to drag his wife into this.
Honey, how do I zoom in on this? How do I get in on these cotton panties of this 14-year-old girl? Investigators of the Precinct 3 Constable's Office said they found several videos of girls and teens inside the couple's home when they executed the search warrant early Thursday morning. People in the neighborhood were absolutely shocked. They were the police stormed the place. They had about 30 police officers out there. Both of the Roys are aged 30 years old, and they are charged with felony invasive visual recording.
You know, and they got busted.
How's that?
They're posting on social media.
Yeah.
They're just putting posts out like, hey, you can buy a video for $5 or get all 13 videos for $20. See, that's not how you advertise illegal things, dummy.
Well, how do you do it?
The dark web?
With yours. You do the dark web?
Word of mouth?
That's right. It was $5 per video or $20 for all 13. The horrified part is that these people look completely normal, living in a completely normal neighborhood, according to the police. Folks should be very worried.
I like that the neighbors, too, were just like, I can't believe this is going on in my neighborhood. It's like, what do you think? Everyone who's up to this shit lives in a seedy town? Do you think that is there a place where seedy people go to live with each other? No, it's in suburbia. It's where all this shit's happening.
Listen, nobody wants to take upskirts in the bad part of town.
Right. Correct.
Just remember that. Nobody's taking upskirts out in the slums. It ain't happening.
Or at the bodega. No one's in the bathroom at the bodega waiting to get those hot shots of people pissing. So those people, those two people who are busted, have children of their own.
They do.
I bet they won't get teased in school at all or anything, probably, right?
I'm pretty sure that they are being teased a lot in school, Carl.
I have a feeling. I wish I was in their school.
Yeah. Let's see your baby pictures. So let's go to Ghana.
Hey, you got Jell-O? I'll trade you for an upskirt. Is that what you do? Is trade? I don't know.
So you give me one Jell-O, and I'll give you 13 pictures of children naked. Let's go to Ghana. A 41-year-old man, Kwame Chelsea, has been arrested for allegedly having sexual intercourse with a pregnant goat. I mean, the goat puts out. We already know that.
Yeah, seriously, what a loose goat. Are they implying this is the guy who impregnated the goat in the first place? Why do they keep talking about how the goat's pregnant?
Well, I mean, it's just a weird choice. If you're going to fuck a goat, do you pick the pregnant
one? I wouldn't know which one's pregnant. I just know what I like. I go by smell.
Yeah, it's the one complaining. It's the one goat that's just in the field complaining about everything. So, according to the Daily Guide Network, the sound of the goat bleeding out in excruciating pain drew the attention of some residents to the suspect's bestial act.
Hold on. I have to just say right now, Vinny, I don't know the difference between a goat in pain and one having an orgasm, and I don't think these residents do either. I don't like that they're acting like this goat wasn't having a good time.
Someone is getting that goat off hard. Let's go watch, everybody. Right. Now, this guy is a Palm wine tapper with two children. He was caught red-handed in the act. Folks came out there and they reported that when they came up on him, one of the persons started videotaping him, and that Mr. Kwame Chelsea tried to bribe them after realizing that he was being captured on film. He says, "I caught him red-handed. He tried to bribe me, but I turned down his offer," the witness said.
Isn't that funny? The last people couldn't wait to sell the videos they had. And this guy won't sell his videos, even when the guy's like, "Name your price." He's like, "Nope, not for sale. Sorry."
I mean, what's his price? What does the guy get offered? He's like, "Hey, listen, in a couple weeks, I give you a baby goat." Like, what is he going to fucking do?
It's a good start. I think it's a starting place for negotiations.
Man. So this is a crime in Ghana. And he has been arrested.
Yeah.
And I don't know what they're going to end up doing to him, but it's probably not going to be good. I don't think they're very happy with this fella.
Did you see the part where they had to purify the land using traditional libations?
Yeah, they got drunk in the field where he fucked the goat. And then they're like, "Yeah, this room is clear."
Yeah, it's like, I think seen by a lot of people as kind of a backwards kind of place. If you're trying to dispel that myth, maybe stop worrying about purifying land that's been soiled by goat fucking. It's kind of weird.
You know, folks, Carl's making a lot of points today.
Thank you.
This is a rare one. It's a rare one.
Can I read a sentence from this article?
I would love it if you did.
Bestiality, a crime involving sexual intercourse between human beings and animals, is considered unnatural and punishable by law in Ghana and around the world. Just not Spain.
Ain't no fact checking.
Not Spain. You can do that in Spain.
Let's go to
If there's one thing I've learned in my 3.5 years on the Creep Off, it's that Spain doesn't care if you fuck your pets. They're cool with it.
Very cool with it. And they'll give you money to move there in some places. Likens, PA.
You're
folks.
Thinking of Alaska, which also is cool with it.
Yeah, that's why Jamie Lissau moved there. I don't mean to start that rumor. Sorry, everybody. A 28-year-old police officer has been suspended from duty in Likens, PA, Carl.
Okay.
Ask me why.
Why?
Because he allegedly raped a 13-month-old girl.
Oh, that's not old enough. That's not old enough.
That's right, folks. 13-month-old. According to the report from the Pennsylvania State Police, members of the Likens Patrol responded to a report of the severe bruising to the 13-month-old caused between April 11th and April 15th. The victim was transported to the Hershey Medical Center, where medical staff determined the child had sustained broken bones and severe bruising.
So if there's one thing I know about babies, they don't like rough sex. You can't be all Trevor Bauer with children. They're not into it.
They don't.
It's an acquired taste.
You gotta romance a baby. I didn't say that. I did not say that.
There's another I'm one joking. I need.
I'm joking.
There's another one I need I'm for my joking. Board.
This poor fucking kid suffered a broken tibia and a fibula. Medical professionals also noticed the girl showed signs of sexual violence. The 13-month-old's mother told investigators the victim fell during bath time.
I can't believe the mom is sticking up for this guy.
She also reportedly said went on to provide implausible explanations for several other injuries.
Why is she trying to cover for this guy who raped her baby? What's wrong with her?
He's a cop. Well, not much
not anymore. Yeah.
She tried to blame the dog.
It's not going to work.
The dog was fucking the baby.
There's a lot of things you can do when you're a cop. You can speed. You can probably drive drunk a little bit. You can do a lot of things that most people can't do. Roll through stop signs. Whatever. Fucking 13-month-olds. That's not a thing where it's like, so I know a guy. I don't know if he's going to help or not, officer, but I have a friend and a family member. No? You don't care?
It's so fucking sad. And I'm just looking at I saw this guy's mugshot again, and he's a young dude.
He is, yeah.
He's a cop. Like, you know, you would think that this is a professional person, but these people
fucking
are
weirdo.
Fucking monsters, dude. They're goddamn monsters.
We don't normally judge on this show. I have to be honest with you. Like, you do some pretty heinous stuff, and we'll still high-five you. But this one, I'm not down with this. This is not good. What do you think, man? It's a pretty strong stance on my part, don't you think?
I'm glad you're finally saying it, Carl.
Yes.
You've been silent too long when it comes to baby raping.
Yep, I'm finally letting it known.
So
not
this guy,
cool.
Stephen Cugini, is a suspect. During the interview, he told investigators he changed the girl's diapers and bathed her, and she suffered injuries in the restroom. The
Bullshit!
Victim's mother also told authorities Cugini locked himself in the restroom with the child, and she could hear crying and loud sounds.
I bet.
Fuck this guy.
I could hear loud sounds. Could you be more specific, please?
Well, it sounded like
a boot stuck in mud, only wetter. It's a Dave Attell joke.
I know the joke.
I wanted to make sure I credited it before people are saying I'm ripping off people's jokes.
I was gonna say it sounded like you ever watch the Flintstones when Bam Bam would get a hold of something, he just would start bashing it over.
Of course.
It yes. sounded a little bit like that. According to police, on April 16th, the attorney's office, the district attorney's office, approved criminal charges against Cugini. He's been He faces multiple charges, including rape of a child, aggravated indecent assault of a child, and aggravated assault. He was booked into the Dauphin County Jail for $200,000 on bail. He has been suspended pending the investigation. If these allegations are founded, he will have swift and definitive action taken against him.
Yeah, I would hope so. I'd hope he never gets to join society ever again.
Is the guitar playing on the Scum Parade an REM-inspired song that Cardiff ripped off? No, Carlos Pellegrino. Thank you for the $5. It is a Ween song that another listener made for us.
That is Ocean Man parody by Ween.
Yeah, what album is that on again? The Mollusk?
The Mollusk, yes.
Yeah, all right.
Great album.
That song's so annoying.
Oh,
so
by the way, since you brought up guitar playing, one of the guys who helps us out with a lot of things and pulls clips and finds old Howard Stern archives, he goes by John Marlowe or Jackie Marlowe. Mm-hmm. He's sent me a lot of great stuff. He has sent me two old concerts of Stuttering John's band, full concerts. I'm going to get to watch John play
you
guitar.
You have the video?
Oh, yeah.
Are you inviting me for this?
You want to come over and watch Johnny play guitar and watch him shred? We'll do it on this Saturday for sure. I might do some on this Wednesday as well.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it should
oh
be
boy.
Fun.
What a treat for yeah. me. What a treat for me. You know, I had some interesting conversations with I had some interesting breakfast the other morning.
That's right. You were hanging out with some folks this past weekend.
Well, it was weird. I did a show with Florentine in Buffalo, and then I had two shows with Rich Voss in Rochester at the club. Now, I know both of those guys for 15 years at least.
Real quick, before you get into your story. When we were doing the Creep Off bonus show, you were nervous about your show with Florentine because you haven't done stand-up in a while.
Oh, yeah, I killed. Don't worry about it.
I was going to say, I had friends who came to your show on Saturday. My band was playing, so I couldn't make it. But I heard that you were fantastic.
Thank you.
A lot of new material, too.
I did a lot of new material.
That's what I heard. Congrats.
Thank
great.
You. Thank you. So now I never have to do it again because I'm retired all again.
Nope, you're doing it in Vegas. Hackamania, baby!
I'm retired until Hackamania. So either way, Florentine tells me he's got to go to Ithaca, so he had to come through Rochester. So he, Voss, Mark, and I all went to breakfast.
Okay, that's fun.
I made a middle drama joke at Voss, and he laughed really, really hard. And then we started talking about that charity show that Voss bailed on. I don't know, man. I heard some interesting things about that.
Yeah, because that's interesting. If you don't know what we're talking about, just real quick summation of it is that Voss made a joke about John being a middle act on Twitter, and so John's response was to say that Voss didn't care about the victims of 9/11, which is crazy, and the reason why he says that is because Voss was booked with him and Florentine to do a charity show after 9/11, and Voss decided to take himself off the show, proving he doesn't care about the victims of 9/11 in John's mind.
Yeah.
So you found out about this show that John was trying to say that Voss is the worst person ever about.
And it was a long time ago. And I don't think anybody really remembers all of it.
It's 23 years ago.
I believe Voss's words were, yeah, I did get a better show. Not with him.
Yes. Any show where John isn't on the bill would be a better show.
I'm just fucking around. John, relax. Everybody's just playing. Fucking relax, John. It's just all in good fun.
No, I have some additional notes that I'll be talking about at WATP when it comes to that charity event.
Okay. Well, you find out what you find out.
Yep. Will do.
Later, kids. This has been a fun episode, Carl.
Yeah, don't forget to vote at thecreepoff.com. Who brought the bigger creep today? And, of course, swing by our Patreon to vote for who you want to win the job of our new results girl.
That's right.
A lot of good choices to make there.
We will announce the winner on Monday next week.
Very good.
All right, kids. Remember, it's nice to be important.
It's more important to be nice.
Gagia.
Not even a real country anyway.